Now, I know it might only be mid-October, but we're going to discuss Christmas now, and for a very good reason. The Brussels Carol Concert is a festive tradition that's been in Brussels for 45 years. They've started their rehearsals for this year's concert, which is on the 18th of December. It's a Sunday at the Royal Conservatorium in the Sablon. They're still accepting members of all ages, all abilities. If you would like to have a nice sing-along and join a very interesting group of people this winter season, then I'm joined on Skype now by Mary Gow. She is the organiser of the Brussels Carol Concert. Good afternoon, Mary. Let's start maybe by setting the scene. How long have you been in Brussels?
I arrived 36 years ago.
Gosh.
Believe it or not. I came as a postgrad student to the conservatoire. The conservatorium, because I came to the Flemish side of the conservatorium to do, I didn't know at that stage, but to do 5 years. Under a scholarship.
So music very much in your blood then?
Yes, I'm a concert pianist and I always knew that I was going to end up in Europe somewhere. I had no idea that it was going to be Belgium. And I was just in the late 70s, we were all in New Zealand. We were all applying for scholarships to come to Europe, and the ones in London kept coming up, and I said, no, please not London. I've got French and I've got German. I want to be on the continent somewhere. And so then this one came up for Belgium and I was lucky enough to get it.
Where did the idea for the concert come from? Can you sort of go back to its origins?
Well, yes, this the Brussels Carol Concert started, I would say, around about 45 years ago in the early 70s. We've currently got 78 members.
Wow.
Which is actually unheard of. Last year we had, I think we ended up with something like 45 adults, 70 children on stage. And a small orchestra, 24 in the orchestra. I'm the pianist every year. And so this year, it's just sort of blossomed. Different nationalities this year. There's a large German contingent. The Germans love to sing. We've got Finns. We've got almost 10 from Finland. And so obviously we're obliged to be doing a Finnish carol this year. There's a couple of Antipodeans, Irish, Scots, the usual sort of Brussels crowd, you know.
Even though the first rehearsal's already happened, can people kind of tag along afterwards?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yes. We'll still be accepting members, you know, up to the middle of November. So the choir is unauditioned, and I would say more than 50% don't read music. And of the 50% who do read music, their reading skills are, I would say, not of the highest quality. So anybody is welcome.
So, yeah, very open and inclusive then.
Absolutely. So the concert is on December the 18th, Sunday the 18th of December at 5 o'clock in the conservatorium, the Royal Conservatorium of Brussels, which is right next door to the Sablon.
Just a quick reminder of practical details where people can find out about the group and the performances, website and such like.
BrusselsCarolConcert.com, and of course if anybody wants to send me an email, marygow@gmail.com, I can direct them to the person who does memberships and also to the other person who's in charge of the looking after the subscriptions for the children's choir.
Thank you, Mary. Mary Gow, organiser of the Brussels Carol Concert. If you'd like to get involved and join in with their rehearsals ahead of the concert on the 18th of December, the web address brusselscarolconcert.com. Bruce.